B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to try and learn Erevin Daf Yud Dalet. We're going to start from the Mishnah, five lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Hakira she'omru. We've discussed that one of the ways to be masakin and a mavui, to allow us to carry in a mavui, is that you have either a lechi, which is a post on one of the sides of the entrance to the mavui, or a kaira, which is a beam going across the top of the mavui. Hakira she'omru. This kaira that we've been discussing, how wide does it have to be? Rechova kadei lekabel oriach. It has to be wide enough to be mekabel an oriach. V'ha'oriach chetzi leveino shel shloisha tvachim. We know that a leveino is a brick, which is 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. An oriach is half of such a brick. It's 3 tvachim by 1.5 tvachim. And Rashi explains the reason that the kaira has to be strong enough to be able to potentially hold such a brick, shetehei doime lekvius, it should be something that looks like a permanent type of fixture. This kaira, livnoi soleo binyan, as if you're building on it. And Rashi on Yudalad Omud Aleph explains that that way it's a very heker ma'alia, it's a very good prominent sign, which is what we need to be able to notice that the movi has come to an end. And in order for it to be a good sign, it needs to be a strong kaira. Continues the Mishnah. Dayo l'kaira shetehei rechova tefach. Even though the width of this oriach, of this brick, is 1.5 tefachim, it's enough if the kaira itself is 1 tefach wide. Kedei lekabel oriach l'rochboi. Some say l'orkoi, but either way what it means is, if you have an oriach, a brick which is 1.5 tefachim wide and 3 tefachim long, you can sit it, the length of this oriach on top of the length of the kaira, and the width of this oriach is 1.5 tefachim, it will be sticking out a quarter of a tefach, which is just a finger's breadth away from each side of the kaira. Continues the Mishnah, Rechovo kedei lekabel oriach. It has to be wide enough to be able to hold an oriach, and we said that's a tefach. Ubriyo kedei lekabel oriach. It has to be strong enough to be able to hold a brick, potentially. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rechovo af al pi she'ein briyo. It has to be a tefach wide, but it doesn't have to be strong. Hoiso shel kash. Even if this kaira is made of straw, of reeds, royin oiso ki'ilu hi shel mateches. This is a rule or a concept called royin, that we view something for being more than it really is. Even though it's very weak, it's just reeds or straw, nonetheless, we view it as if it's strong as metal. Akuma, if this kaira is bent, if it's shaped like a dome, it's arched, and you cannot sit an oriach on top of it, it will fall off. Again, Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay, because royin oiso kilu hi pshuta, we view it as if it was straight. Agula, what happens if he puts a round log or anything round onto the top of his movi, and you cannot sit a brick on a rounded beam? Nonetheless, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Royin oiso ki'ilu hi murubas." We look at it, we view it as if it's squared off, as if it's a square, as if it's been chopped down the center of it, in which case it will be flat. But either way, even though you cannot sit on a riach on top of this kaira, it's kosher because we view it as if you could. Continues the Mishnah. If you take a round, let's call it a log, it can be anything round, but if you take a round log of wood, which is a tefach wide, then what's its circumference? Or more accurately, if I have a round log and I know its circumference, how round does it have to be to know that I definitely have a tefach in its width? Says the Mishnah, Kol sheyesh behekeifo ishloisha tvachim, yesh beroichav tefach. Anything that has a circumference, a circle that has a circumference of 3 tefachim, has a diameter of 1 tefach, which is what we need. And this is where Pythagoras first comes into Chazal. In this Mishnah here in Erevin Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the Rambam here in Perush Mishnayos and other Rishonim comment that Pythagoras, which is the ratio of diameter to circumference, is not exactly three, it's a bit more than three, and there's a number of different explanations how we get round that. Either way, Chazal took on that the circumference of a circle is three times more than its diameter, which is extremely close to Pythagoras, to what we call pi, and we're going to discuss it more in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Tefach u'mechtze boya. Why are you saying that a koira is allowed to be a tefach wide? It should have to be a tefach u'mechtze, 1.5 tefachim. You said you have to set an oriach on top of it. An oriach is 1.5 tefachim wide. Answers the Gemara, Kiven derochav lekabel tefach, since the koira is a tefach wide, then this middle tefach of the 1.5 tefachim width of the oriach is sitting on top of this koira. Idoch chetzi tefach, the remaining chetzi tefach, malbin lei betino, mashuhu mihai gisa, umashuhu mihai gisa, vekaimo. Theoretically speaking, potentially, you could just add a little bit of cement on each side of the koira, or a little bit of anything, just to hold the oriach safely and comfortably on top of the oriach, on top of the koira, and therefore a koira of a tefach is wide enough. Even though you don't actually have to put any of this cement on, you don't actually have to put the oriach on, according to the Tanakhama, it just has to be wide enough, a tefach, and strong enough to be able to hold an oriach. And we saw, according to the Chachomim, it does not need to be strong enough, and we do not actually have to be able to put an oriach on top of it, but it's royin, we view it as if it can hold an oriach. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Koira she'omru tzricho she'tahei bria kedei lekabil oriach. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said that this koira has to be strong enough that it can hold an oriach. Uma'amidei koira einon tzrichin she'yihu brin kedei lekabil koira v'oriach. The beam itself obviously has to hold itself, but we said now, according to Tanakhama, it has to be strong enough that it can hold a brick, an oriach. What happens if this koira is being supported by beams, by supports, and do those supports have to be able to hold just a koira? Or does it also have to be able to hold a koira with a brick on top of it? So Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said it has to, that even the ma'amidim, that the ma'amidim, not even, the ma'amidim do not need to be strong enough to hold a koira and an oriach. Rav Chisda Omar, Rav Chisda argued with Rabbi Bar Rav Huna and said, Echod ze ve'echod ze tzrichin shiubriim lekabil koira v'oriach. Even the supports have to be strong enough that they can hold not only the beam, but also an oriach on top of the beam. Obviously, you don't actually have to put an oriach on top of the koira, but the beam holding the koira has to be strong enough and firm enough that it could hold the beam even if it would have an oriach on top of it. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Sheishes, Hiniach koira al gabe mavui. If somebody puts a beam over the entrance of his mavui, v'poras oleo machzeles. And Rashi says, Leyapois koyach heteiroi. He wants to beautify this koira, or he wants it to be a more of an enclosure of the eruv, of the mavui. So what does he do? He puts a mat hanging over this koira, hanging right down. But the machzeles, this mat, doesn't actually reach the floor. It reaches just above three tvachim off the floor. Says the Gemara, not only have you not helped it, you've actually destroyed it. Koira einkan, mechitza einkan. You do not have the leniencies of a koira, nor do you have the leniencies of a mechitza, of a partition, had it been a partition. Koira einkan, why do you not have a koira? D'hamichsia, because he's covered the koira, you cannot see the beam, so it cannot act as a heker, as a sign for where the end of the eruv is. Mechitza einkan, neither is it considered a partition, to have you la mechitzas shagdiim boikin bo, the kids, the goats, the little animals can actually go underneath this wall of this hanging wall, the suspended wall of a mat, of a machzeles, and therefore it's not considered a partition. A partition that the animals can go straight through is not considered a partition. If it's less than three tvachim, the animals cannot get through it. Continues the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon. Koira hayoitza mikoisel ze ve'einu negas bekoisel ze. If you have a koira, which is a beam going from one side of the mavri to the next, but it actually doesn't reach the far wall. It starts on one wall, and it almost reaches to the second wall, but it doesn't actually get there. We saw this earlier on Daf Tes. V'chein shtei koirois, achas yeitza mikoisel zu, v'achas yeitza mikoisel ze, v'einu noigei zu bezu. Or a similar case, if you have two beams, one starting on the right-hand wall of the Mavui, the other one starting on the left-hand wall of the Mavui, they do not actually meet in the middle. The halacha is pochus mishloisha. We saw this on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. If the gap between the two beams, or the gap between the beam and the wall, is less than three tefachim, ein tzarich lavi koira acheres. We use the rule called lavud, which is, so to speak, a virtual type of extension up to three tefachim, and you don't need to bring another koira. Shloisha, however, if the gap is three tefachim or more, tzarich lavi koira acheres, then this koira is not a kosher koira to allow us to carry in the mavui. You have to bring another koira. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says that lavud is not up to three tefachim, it's up to four tefachim. And therefore, if the gap is up to four tefachim between the two beams, or between the beam and the wall, that's also enough, and the eruv and the mavui will be kosher. Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, pochis mi arba, less than four tefachim, ain't tzarech lavi koira acheres. Arba, if it's four tefachim or more, tzarech lavi koira acheres. Says the Gemara, another halacha of koira, v'chein beis koirais hamat imois. If you have two koirais which are similar, and they're next to each other, they're right next to each other, but it's two beams. It's two, where each beam is not a tefach wide. Loi bezuka de lekabel oriach, v'loi bezuka de lekabel oriach. Each one is only half, for example, just half a tefach wide, and you cannot sit in a riach of 1.5 tefachim on a half a tefach beam. It's only with the two together, then it's you could put an oriach. Do we say it's kosher because I have two such beams, now I can put an oriach on, it's called a koira? Or do we say no, each koira is not wide enough? Says the Gemara, Ein tzarech lahavi koira acheres, imak bekablis oriach l'roch b'tefach, if between the two of them they can hold an oriach, Ein tzarech lahavi koira acheres. Ve'im lav, tzarech lahavi koira acheres, if between them they cannot hold an oriach, you have to bring another koira. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, im mekablois oriach l'orkoi shloisha, we said that the length of an oriach is actually three tefachim. So he says that even if these two beams are not right next to each other, but they're just a little bit away from each other, that you could put an oriach across them lengthways, which means that the three tefachim of the oriach, one end of it is on one of these beams, and the other end on the other beam, and the beams are holding this oriach, ein tzarech lahavi koira acheres, you do not need to bring another koira. Ve'im lav tzarech lahavi koira acheres, if they cannot hold this oriach, or if they're not positioned in this way, that an oriach can be held on top of them like this, then you have to bring another koira. Continues the Gemara, hoyu achas lemalo v'achas lemato. If you have the two parts of the koira that we just discussed, you need them both, because each one is not wide enough, but they're not sitting next to each other. They are, so to speak, next to each other, but not next to each other. One is higher than the other. One may be much higher than the other one. If they were to be on the same level, they would be next to each other. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Royin eso elyoino ki ilu hi lemato, v'esatachtoino ki ilu hi lemalo. We look at it, we view it as if the upper beam is next to the lower one, and the lower one is next to the upper one, and since if they were together, they would be able to hold an oriach, it's a kosher koira. Ubilvad on one condition, sheloi tehe elyoino lemailo mi'esrim amo, v'tachtoino lemato mi'asara tvochim. It has to be that both parts of this koira, that means both koirais, have to be within the area that is kosher to hold a koira. It mustn't be higher than 20 amos, nor lower than 10 tvochim. But if they're both within the height of kosher mavui, then even if they're not next to each other, one is higher than the other, we look at it as if they're next to each other, and it's a kosher koira. Omar Abaye, Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda sovar lo k'avua b'chodo upalig oleo b'chodo. Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda that we just mentioned now, what did Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda say? That if one is higher than the other, royin, we view it as if they're next to each other. So Abaye said, this Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda, who was the son of who? Of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says, royin, even if something is not in actual fact the way it's supposed to be, we can view it as if it's okay, as if it's strong, as if it's the way it's supposed to be, as we saw in the Mishnah. So Abaye said that this Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda that we just mentioned now, he holds of Rabbi Yehuda, his father, in one aspect, but not in another aspect. Sovar lo ka'avua b'choda, upalig olei b'choda. He argues with him on a different aspect. Sovar lo ka'avua b'choda, in what point does he agree with his father Rabbi Yehuda? De isle royin. Who'd introduced the concept of royin, that we view something which isn't as if it is? Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Yosi used that concept to say that if you have two parts of the beam, one higher than the other, we do royin, we view it as if they're next to each other. That's a concept like his father. Upalig olei b'choda. However, he argues with his father Rabbi Yehuda on a different point. De'ilu Rabbi Yehuda sova lemailo me'esrim. Rabbi Yehuda says that a movi, the koira on top of a movi, is allowed to be even higher than 20 amos. We saw it earlier on in this perek. Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda, but this Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda, he said that what? He made a condition. Ubilvad sheloi tehei elyoino lemailo me'esrim amo. The top part of this beam mustn't be higher than 20 amos. If you hold like your father Rabbi Yehuda, even above 20 amos is kosher. Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rabbi Yehuda on that point. Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda sova b'toychof, in if it's within 20 amos, it's a kosher to be part of a koira. Lemailo me'esrim loy, if it's above 20 amos, it's not kosher. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda oimer rechovo afal pisha eino bria. Rabbi Yehuda started his phrase in the Mishnah by saying, as long as it's wide enough, even if it's not strong enough to hold on a riach, it's okay. Why? Royin, we view it as if it's strong. Says the Gemara, Masni le Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Yehuda lechia barav kamei derav. Rav Yehuda was teaching, or he taught, chia barav, who was the son of Rav, in front of Rav, that rechovo afal pisha eino bria. He taught him this halacha, that even if it's not strong enough, it's still kosher. Omar Lei, and Rav, so Rav commented and told Rav Yehuda, Asnayo rechovo obriya. Tell my son, don't teach my son that if it's wide enough but not strong enough, it's still okay. Teach him rechovo obriya. It has to be strong enough as well. And there's a big discussion here in the Mefarshim, what's going on here? Was he teaching him Rabbi Yehuda? Was he teaching him the halacha? What was going on here? But either way, he taught him that it doesn't have to be strong, which seems to be following Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. And Rav said, teach him that it does have to be strong, that seems to be following the Tanakam in our Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, V'omer Rabbi Loi, Omer Rav, Rechovar Bo, Afal Pisha Eino Bria. We just now saw that Rav said, Rav told Rav Yehuda, teach my son that it has to be strong. But you, Rav, yourself said that if you have a koira which is 4 tefachim wide, but it's not strong enough to hold an oriach, it's still kosher. So you, Rav, yourself say that it doesn't have to be strong. So why are you telling Rav Chia to teach your son that? Why are you telling Rav Yehuda to teach your son Chia that it has to be strong? Answers the Gemara, Rechovar Ba'ashani. A regular koira of 1 tefach has to be strong. If it's 4 tefachim wide, that's enough. Even according to the Tanakama, it's sufficiently wide and a sufficient heker that even if it cannot hold a brick, it's still a kosher koira. But that's only because it's so wide. But in the case where Rav Yehuda was teaching Chia, the son of Rav, he was teaching him a regular koira of 1 tefach. There it has to be strong. Continues the Gemara, Hoiso Shelkash Uchulu. After Rabbi Yehuda said his opening statement, Rechov Afal Pisha Ein Brio, it doesn't actually have to be strong, it's viewed as if it's strong, Rabbi Yehuda gives a few examples. Hoiso Shelkash Veshelkonim, if it's made of straw or reeds, and then another example, Akumo, if it's curved, if it's arched, And then another example, agulo, if it's round. The Gemara is now asking, my kamash malon, what are you trying to tell us with giving an example, hoiso shel kash v'shel konim, if it's made of straw or reeds, then it's kosher and we view it as if it's made with metal. You already said that rechovo, afal pisha ein bria, doesn't have to be strong. What are you adding with this example? De omrinon royin? Are you trying to teach us that we use the concept of royim? Hainu hach, that's exactly what you said a few words earlier, that rechovo afal pisha ein brios. You already told us that royin, we view something weak as being strong. So what are you teaching us by giving an example of a weak kaira made of straw reeds? Says the Gemara, no. Mao de teima b'mino omrinon, shaloi b'mino loy omrinon. I may have thought, when do we view something weak as being strong? Only if it's a type of material, that material could be strong and is strong otherwise. For example, wood. You can have a wooden plank which is very strong. So Ryoda says, if you have a weak plank of wood, Royan, we look at it as if it's a strong plank of wood. But a type of material like reeds or straw, which is never ever strong enough to hold a brick, maybe there even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you cannot make a kaira. Kumash malon, that's what Rabbi Yehuda is telling us, that even if it's the kaira is made of reeds or straw, nonetheless, it's a kosher kaira. Continues the Gemara. Akuma, if you have a curved kaira, Royino isoki ilohi pshuta. That was the next example Rabbi Yehuda gave. And again, the Gemara is asking, pshita, what are you coming to add? You just said that royin, that we've used something that cannot hold an oriach as if it can hold an oriach. What are you adding here? Says the Gemara, kumash malon kribs drabzeira. There's a chiddush here based on what we learned from Abzeira. The Omer Abzeira, hi betoicha movui va'ak mumisa chutz lemovui. When we talk about a curved kaira, it could be curved upright, it could be curved down, it could be curved outwards or inwards. So what did Rab Zeira say? Hi b'toicha movui. If the main part of this kaira is within the movui, v'ak mumiso, but the curved part is chutz lemovui, is outside the movui, overhanging over the rishus harabim. Hi b'toich esrim, v'ak mumiso lemaylum esrim. If the main part of the kaira is within 20 amas from the base of the mavui, but the curve is curving up into an area beyond 20 amas of the mavui, hi lemaylum measara. If the main part of the kaira is above 10 tefachim off the ground, va'ak mumiso, but the curve is curving down lemato measara. Into all of these are where the curve is going out of the area of the mavui. So what's the halacha? Says Rab Zeira, royin, we view it that kol she'ilu yinotei l'akmumisa. Let's just pretend, let's assume that the whole curve that's outside the mavui has been raised away, has been cut away. What you left now with a gap. If that gap is ein bein zeh lezeh shloisha, if there's less than three tfachim of gap, ein tzarich lavi kaira acheres. We just ignore the curve and it's kosher, because we can disregard the curve. It's, even if the curve wouldn't be there, it would still be kosher. But if the gap would be larger than three tefachim, then you have to bring another kaira. So this halacha of Rab Zeira, that's the chiddush, that if you have less than three tefachim, then you can say lavud, even though it's curved outside the eruv, outside the mavui, and that's the chiddush of what Rabbi Yehuda says, that akuma royin oiso kiilu yipshuta, it means that we pretend that the curve is not there, and if there's lavud, it's kosher. Says the Gemara, ho nami pshitohi. That's also pashut. We always use lavud. We know that the rule of lavud is not the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda here. Says the Gemara, no. There's an added chiddush. The chiddush is not that you can cut it away and if lavud, if it's less than three tefachim, then it's kosher. That we can take for granted, but there's another chiddush here. Hi b'soich mavui v'ak mumisa chutz lemavui. We mentioned a few cases. We mentioned the curve going above 20 amas, below 20 amas, and outside the mavui. So what did Rab Zeira say? That if you just cut away, so to speak, the curve, if there's less than three tefachim, it's kosher. However, since the curve itself, it's there, And it's true that virtually speaking, you could cut it away and there would be lavud. But now the koira is curving over the Rishus HaRabim. So there's, and that's a very big chiddush. It's Shichalei. I need Rabbi Yehuda to tell us this chiddush. Ma'odotayim, I may have thought, Leichush Dilma Osi La'amshuchei Basra. I may have thought that people in the Mavi will think that wherever there's the koira, you're allowed to carry. And they'll see this curve of the koira going out over the Rishus HaRabim, they'll think that they can carry there, and they'll be carrying from the Movi, which has the status of Rishus HaYochid, into the Rishus HaRabim. And that's very seriously also. So I may have thought a Koira that bulges out, that curves out into the Rishus HaRabim, should be completely possible. Komash Melon, that's what Rabbi Yehuda's Chiddush here, to tell us that Akuma Roino Isakilu Yipshuta, we pretend that it's not curved, we, so to speak, cut away the curve. If the gap is less than 3 tefachim, it's a kosher koira. Continues the Gemara. The last example Rabbi Yehuda gave, agula, if it's a round koira, let's call it just a log of wood, which is typically round. We look at it as if it's got a straight edge, even though when it's rounded, you cannot sit an oriach on top of it. But virtually speaking, if it would be flat, you would be able, if it's wide enough that if it would be flat, you'd be able to put an oriach there, then it's kosher. Says the Gemara, Ha Sulamali, what's the chiddush in telling us this? We've already seen Rabbi Yehuda said that we say a concept of Rayin. What's the chiddush here? Says the Gemara, the whole chiddush of this example is just to teach us the last few words of the Mishnah. To teach us that to get the Mishnah to ask what's the ratio between diameter and circumference, and the Mishnah will tell us it's 1 to 3. Sefer is Shichalei. Kol sheyesh be'gefei gimel tefachim, yesh be'rechav tefach. The Rabbi Yehuda wanted us to teach us that wherever you have a circumference of 3, you can take it for granted that the diameter is 1. Minoah hanemili. Okay, where do we know this from? What's the source in the Torah? The Mefarshim ask, why do I need a source? Measure it. Take a log of 1 tefach wide, a round log, and measure, and you'll see it's 3 tefachim round. But no, the Gemara is asking, where do we know it from? Everything is sourced in Torah. Omar Rabbi Yechanon says, Omar Kro, I have a posuk. And this is a posuk with the famous Yam She'osa Shleima. Shleima HaMelech in the Beis HaMikdash, he made, let's call it a mikveh, a type of a sea, a collection of water, which was very big. And that's where the Kohanim used to toivel. And the posuk in Melachim speaks about this Yam She'osa Shleima as follows. Vayas es hayom, he made this pool of water, mutzok, made of cast metal, eser bo'amo. It was 10 amos, misfosoi atzfosoi, from one rim, from one edge. We're talking now about the inside, the area inside this pool was 10 amos from one rim to the other rim, a diameter. Ogul soviv, and the rim, the edge, talking about the top of this pool, was rounded. It was circular, going round. Chomesh ba'amo koimosoi. This mikveh, this yam, was 5 amos high. V'kav, and the circumference that was going round this ogul, was shloishim ba'amo, was 30 amos. Yisoiv oisei soviv, that was the circle of this mikveh, of this yam. So what do we see from here? That the diameter was 10 amos, as it says, eser ba'amo misfosoi asfosoi. And we know that the igul, soviv, which is the rim, was 30 amo, like it says, v'kav shloishim ba'amo, yisoiv oisei soviv. So I see explicitly that the ratio of diameter to circumference is 1 to 3. Asks the Gemara, no, it's not accurate. V'ho'ikas svosoi. The 10 amos is the inside of the area of this yam, of this pool. The diameter going round, not diameter, the circumference, we're assuming now, is the outer circumference of this pool. The thickness of the walls of this pool add to the diameter. So it's not true that it's a ratio of 1 to 3. It's a little bit less than that. It's 1 plus however thick the walls are to 3. That's the question of the Gemara. Ikas fosa, you've got the width of the walls, which is the thickness of the walls that are going round the area inside this pool, which also have to be taken into account when measuring a diameter. And that's more than 10 amas. Omer of Papa, no. Sfosoi, sfas, perach, shoishon, ksivbe. The rim, even though the walls lower down were very, may have been wider, but as they got to the top, they narrowed out and they were thin as a petal of a flower, a rose petal. And therefore, it was negligible. It wasn't, it didn't take up any extra diameter. Tichsev, as it says in the Pasuk, v'ovyoi tefach, the width of this wall was a tefach, usfasoi kemaise sfas kois perach shoishon, and the top edge of this, of the walls, was curved down, or was, came to a point which was as thin as a petal of a flower. Alpayim bas yochil. And this yam, this pool, could contain 2,000 measures called bas. How much is a measure called bas? A measure of bas is 3 saw. 3 saw. Asks the Gemara, okay. So we know now that the diameter of the inside of this pool was 10 amas. We know the circumference on the outside was 30. And we know that there was a rim. That rim was very little, but it was there. There was something there, which means that the diameter was more than 10. And the ratio of diameter to circumference is a little bit less. It's not 10 to 30, it's 10 plus to 30. Ve'ikah mashu, answers the Gemara, ki ko choshev migavoi ko choshev. You're right. And the truth is, when we talk about the circumference, we're not talking about the outer circumference. We're talking about the circumference of the inner area, the inside of the walls of the pool. And that's exactly a diameter of 10. That's what we said, that the rim was 10 amas long. The diameter of within the rim, that means within the pool, was 10 amas in diameter, 30 amas circumference. It's exactly 1 to 3, a source to our Mishnah. Continues the Gemara, we're going to discuss a little bit more this pool, the Yam She'osa Shleima. Tanya, we learnt in the Braisa, Reb Chia, Yam She'osa Shleima. This Yam that Shleima Melech made, this pool, Hoya Marzik Meo V'chamishim Mikvotara. There was as much water in this pool as 150 mikvois. All we know at this point in time is that the mikvah held, this pool held alpayim bas, 2,000 times 3 saw, which is 6,000 saw, a measure of water, 6,000 saw. That's all we know. And now the Reb Chia learned in a braisa that this is 150 times a regular mikveh, the minimum measure of a mikveh. Why? Mechta mikveh kamah haver. Well, how big, how many saw is there in a mikveh? Arboim saw, 40 saw. 150 times 40 saw is exactly 6,000, which is the 2,000 bas measurements. A bas is 3 saw. 2,000 bas is 6,000 saw. That's exactly 150 mikvahs. If each mikveh is 40 saw, where do we know that a mikveh has to be 40 saw? Kedetanya, we learnt in a braisa, Verochatz, and this is something we saw on Daf Gimel already, Verochatz es besoroi b'mayim, on Daf Dalet. B'mei mikveh, from the word b'mayim, it's a discussion how we learn it from this word, but from the word b'mayim, we see that it does not have to be spring water, it can be still water, which is contained within a mikveh. Kolbasori, from the word kolbasori, I learn mayim shekol gufo eilebehen. The size of a mikveh has to be a size that the whole body can get into in one go. V'kamohin, how big is the body? Amo al amo barum sholish amis. If you have an amo by 3 amis, that amount of water, the mikveh itself has to be a bit larger, because a person is 3 amos high without his head. When he goes into the mikveh, the displacement of water of his body makes the water rise, and then his head will also be submerged in water. But how much water do you need? You need water that can fill 3 cubic amos. An amma by 3 amos. V'shiaruch hachomim, that means from the posuk we know it has to be big enough for a person to go into. How much is that? 3 cubic amos. And the chachomim knew how much water fits into 3 cubic amos. The chachomim, shiaruch hachomim, may mikvah arboim sa. The chachomim understood that the amount of water that would fill 3 cubic amos is arboim sa. So if we need 6,000 sa, then it's 150 times arboim sa. Kamo havalu. Now the Gemara is asking, what was the volume of this Yam Sha'asa Shlomo? And now we're going on a little bit of a tangent, and it's been taken for granted, and it's not really so clear why and how. But from the psukim we mentioned, and the psukim in Melachim that discuss this Yam Sha'asa Shlomo, it seems that the top bit was definitely round. And even that maybe is not to be taken for granted, but it seems there's proof within the psukim that at least part of this mikvah was actually square, not round. And at this point, now the Gemara is just asking, kama havaluhu, what was the volume of this Yam Sha'asa Shlomo? The measurements we know it was 10 wide, a diameter of 10. We know it was 5 high. If it was square, it was 10 by 10. Area of the mikvah multiplied by the depth of it, which is 5 amos, that will give us the cubic measurement of the mikvah. So says the Gemara, Chomish Meo Garmidi, 500 amos. The Gemara is now assuming, we're going to change from that soon, but now we're assuming that it wasn't even round. The whole mikvah was square. It was a cube, so to speak. It was 10 amos by 10 amos square by 5 amos high. That's 500 cubic amos. Says the Gemara, let's work out, if you have 500 cubic amos, how many mikvois is that? How many saw is that? If you have 500 cubic amos, you're going to have much more than 6,000 saw in there. You're going to have almost 167 mikvois, not 150 mikvois. According to our measurement, 500 square or cubic amos would actually contain 6,666 and 2/3 sa, not 6,000 that it says in the pasuk. But let's get to that. Says the Gemara, you're saying it's 500. Okay. Litlas meo, 300 cubic amos. Meo is 100 mikvois. We saw a mikvah is 3 cubic amos. So you're saying that this Yam Sha'asa Shlomo is 500 cubic amos? Let's work out how many mikvois. 300 cubic amos is 100 mikvois. L'meo v'chamishim, 150 cubic amos is chamishim, is 50 mikvois. And as we saw before, that the 6,000 saw of water that this Yam Sha'asa Shlomo contained was 150 mikvois. So the Gemara is saying, Ba'arba me'o v'chamshin sagi. In order to have 150 mikvois, it's enough to have 450 cubic meters. Work it out. If every 40 saw is 3 cubic meters, then to have 150 times 3 cubic meters is 450 cubic amos. Not meters, amos. If so, why did you say that this mikvah had to be 500 cubic amos? 450 would have been enough for the amount of water that it had to contain. Says the Gemara, you're right. But you made a mistake. You worked out, you measured this Yam Sha'asa Shlomo as if it was square. It was 10 by 10 by 5, you got to 500. And you're right, it doesn't need to be so big. And it isn't so big because it's not actually square from top to bottom. Hanimili biribua, if it would be a completely square 10 by 10 by 5 high, then you would have 500 cubic amos. But Yam Sha'asa Shlomo ogul hoyo, it was actually round. Now at this point the Gemara is thinking that it was completely round. It was totally circular, 5 amos high of circle, and it was a diameter of 10. And we know that to work out the area, whenever you want to work out the area within a circle, you do pi, which we're going to call 3 because that's how the Mishnah calls it 3. That's pi r squared, which means 3 times the radius, which is half the diameter, multiplied by itself. So let's work it out. If you have a diameter of 10, the radius is 5. 5 times 5 is 25. That's r squared, radius squared is 25. Pi, let's call it 3. So it's 3 times 25 will give us the area of the of this Yamsha Osa Shleima, which is 75. Times the height times 5. How much are you going to get? You're going to get 375 cubic amis. And there we're going to have a problem that it's not enough, because in 375 cubic amos, you only get 125 mikvois. And that's only 5,000 saw of water, not like the Pasuk said, 6,000 saw of water. We're going to have an issue with that. Let's see the Gemara asking that. Ogul hoyo, mechti, says the Gemara, let's work it out. Kamo merubo yeser alo igul. How much is a square more than a circle? Revia, it's exactly a quarter. Let's work it out. If you, we're talking now about circumference, not the volume. If you have a circle of 1 across, the circumference we said was 3. If you have a square of 1 by 1, the circumference is 4. So the area of a circle is a quarter less than the area of a square. So let's work it out. La'arba me'o. That means the 400 square amois. That means if we worked out that if it was completely square, it was 500 cubic amois. So let's work it out in parts. 400 cubic amois of a square is going to mean how many cubic amois in a circle? 300. How many mikvois is 300 cubic amois? Obviously, mere 100, because we said that every mikvah is 3 cubic amos. So, la arba mea of the square is mea, is 100 mikvois when they're rounded. La mea, the last 100, because we're trying to break down the 500 square. So, we had 400 makes 100 mikvois of circle. The last 100 of the square amos is how many in a circle? 100 square is 75 round. And that means if you have 75 round, that's how many mikvois? 25. Esrim chamisha. That's another 25 mikvois. That's 25 mikvois. Hani me'ov esrim chamisha havelu. If this Yamsha Asa Shleima was completely circular, how much space do you have in it? Only 125 mikvois. 125 times 3 cubic amos, 125 times 40 saw, that's 5,000 saw, and that's too little. Tony Romi Bar Yecheskel, Romi Bar Yecheskel, learning it from Psukim, he says, we make, it's not a compromise, but we have to get to 6,000 saw. How do we do that? Yamsha Asa Shleima was also square and also round. That's learnt out from Psukim. Sholish amois tachtoinois murubois. The lower 3 of the 5 amois of height, they were square. Ushtaim elyoinois, but the top 2 amois, agulois, they were round. If you work it out, if you have a square of, that means the 3 amois which were square, 10 by 10 by 3, that makes 300 cubic amois. The 2 amois on top, which are round, that makes 150 square amois. Altogether is 450 square amos, which is exactly 150 mikvois, which holds exactly 6,000 saw of water. That's exactly what we need. But asks the Gemara, Nehid ipcha loimotis omras. I wouldn't be able to suggest that it would be the other way around, that it would be the round at the bottom and square at the top. No. Desfosoi ogul ksiv. The pasuk is talking about a rim, which is the uppermost rim, was round. Elo ema choda. Who told you that the top 2 amas were round? Maybe only the top amma was round. From all the psukim that, and we don't know exactly where this was learnt from, but we saw from Tony Romi Bar Yecheskel, the lower part was square, the upper part was round. Who told you that the lower part was 3 amas high and the upper part was 2 amas high? Maybe the lower part was 4 amas high and the upper part was only one amma. And then how much water will you have? How many mikvahs? You'll have more than 150 mikvahs. It's only if you assume that it's three ammas were square and the two ammas were rounded, then you can say that we have 150 mikvahs. Where do you get that information from? Says the Gemara, Lo yisal kadaitach, we can't say any other measurement, because you have to remember, Dichsiv alpayim bas yochil, don't forget, it says explicitly in the Pasuk that this pool contained 6,000 saw. 2,000 measures of bas, every bas is 3 saw, that's 6,000 saw of water. The only way to get to 6,000 saw of water is, as we said, if the lower 3 amis were square and the upper 2 amis were round. If it was 4 amis square and 1 amma rounded, you would have more than this amount of water. Kam bas, this measure that we've mentioned a few times called bas, kamohavya, how much was it? Shalosh soin, like we've said, it's 3 saw. Where do we know that from? Dichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Ma'asir habas min hakoir. The bas measure is a tenth of the koir. How much is a kur? We know that a kur is 30 saw. A tenth of that is 3 saw. Dahavile shita alpha giruvi. That's, we know that the, that if you have 2,000 bas measures, it means you have 6,000 measures. You have 6,000 saw in this pool. Asks the Gemara of Oksiv, it says also talking about this pool that Shlomo made, is a different pasuk in Divrei Yomim this time, that the pasuk says, Machzik batim shloshes alofim yochil. The pasuk says that this pool could actually contain 3,000 bas measurements. That's not 2,000 times 3 saw, which is 6,000 saw. It's 3,000 times 2, which is 9,000 saw. How are we going to make sense of that? It's a contradiction. Says the Gemara, no. Hahu l'goitsha. In the event that you were to fill up this whole pool with solids, not with water, with solids, you'd be able to heap the solids on top of it. And if you heap the solids, then the measure of the solid would be 9,000 saw measurements. Together with what's inside, it would be an extra 50%. Omar Abaye. Abaye says, Shema Mino, from here we can learn, Hai Gutcha Tlosa Havi. We know that the heap on top of the container, assuming that the ratio of the container is similar to that of the Yamsha Asa Shleima, then the heap on top of it is a third. We said there's 2,000 bus measures inside the container. With the heap, it's 3,000 bus measures. Utnan Nami. And similar to that, we learnt in the Mishnah, Shida, a carriage, Teva, a crate, Umigdal, a closet, Kaveres, a kash, a basket of straw, Kaveres, a konim, a basket of reeds, Uboyer, Sfino, Alexandris, or the cistern where they would hold drinking water in the big ships of Alexandria, Afal Pisha Yeshlem Shulaim, even though they have a base and they can contain water. That's what they were. That's, they could contain water. Vehein marzikos arboim saw belach, and they can contain 40 saw of liquid, which is shehein kuraim two kur, which is each kur is 30 saw, which can contain 60 saw of yovish. Tahirin, nonetheless, they are tahir. That means the Mishnah says that these are very big vessels, because they're very big, they're not moved around when they are full like when they're empty. And halacha is for a utensil, for a kli to become tomei, it has to be similar to sack. And sack is moved empty and full. And these containers are too big. What's the definition of a big container? If it can hold 40 saw of water. And by the way, the Mishnah said, you want to know how big these containers are? 40 saw of liquid, which is 60 saw of solid. So here I have an explicit proof or explicit reference in the Mishnah that the heap that is piled in solids on top of a container is an extra third, or it's an extra 50% of what's inside the container. Continues the next Mishnah back to Hilchas Eruvin. L'choyayin she'omru. We've mentioned the lechi. L'choyayin is plural tense, we'll soon understand why. But whenever we mention lechi, that's one of the ways to fix a movui is putting a post. Let's learn about this lechi. Goivon asara tfochim, they have to be 10 tfochim high. V'rochvon v'ovyon kolshehu. They can be as, there's no minimum width and no minimum thickness. That's what the Tanakhama hold. Rabbi Yossi oimer rochvon gimel tfochim. Rabbi Yossi says, I don't care how thick it is, but it has to be 3 tfochim wide. We've seen this Rabbi Yossi a few times till already. That's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, l'choyayin, the word l'choyayin is plural. It's two lechis. Whoever needs two lechis, you should say lechi. One lechi has to be gvoya asara tfochim, etc. Why are you talking about two lechis? L'choyayin she'omru v'chulu leimas tnan stomach Rabbi Eliezer. Is this Mishnah Rabbi Eliezer that we saw in the previous Mishnah Rabbi Eliezer on Daf Yudalef Amud Beis to Omar Lechoyayin Beinon? Do I have an anonymous Mishnah that's ruling like Rabbi Eliezer that every Mavui needs two lechis in order to carry in it? Says the Gemara, no. That not? My Lechoyayin, why is the Mishnah using the plural tense for lechi? Lechoyayin de Alma, it means whenever lechi is used, and you ever only need one lechi, but all lechis that are ever used, these are the halachas. Says the Gemara Yochi, if so, koira, when on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis we spoke about, in the Mishnah, we spoke about a koira, also nami nisni koirois, it should have spoken about koirois in plural tense, and we would have understood, my koirois, koirois de alma. We wouldn't have thought you need two koirois, no one says you need two beams going across the mavi. We would have understood that it's all kairos whenever they're used. Why kairos is used in single tense and lechayayin in the Mishnah is in plural? Says the Gemara Hochi Ka'oma. We don't mean lechayayin da'alma. No, a different explanation. Oyson lechayayim shenechleku behen Rabbi Eliezer v'chachomim. These lechayayim, these two lechis, about which Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachomim argued, that Rabbi Eliezer said you need both, the Chachomim said you only need one. Either way, these lechis that were discussed, goivon asara tfochim v'roichvon v'ovyon kolshehu, that's what the Mishnah is telling us, these halachas about the lechi. That means it's true that lechoyayim is referring to two lechis of Rabbi Eliezer, but not to tell us that you need two lechis like Rabbi Eliezer. No, it means the two lechis that were under discussion because Rabbi Eliezer had one opinion, the Chachomim argued, those lechis, these are the halachas. V'kamo kolshehu. The Mishnah says that the Kunta Tanakama, they can be a kolshehu wide, a kolshehu thick. How much is a kolshehu? Tanya Reb Chiya, afilu kechut hasarbel, even a thread of a type of a garment, a type of a thread, it can be that thin. There's no minimum thickness. Continues the Gemara, Tana. Also, lechi lechetzi movui. If you had a movui that was very long, let's say 50 amos long, and you didn't put the lechi at the entrance of the movui where it was, the movui was flash or was adjacent to the Rosh Hashanah, you put it 25 amos into the movui, you put a lechi. Ein loy elo chetzi movui. You can only carry after the lechi. You can't carry from the lechi and out. Says the Gemara Pshita, of course not, because as far as the area outside the lechi, beyond the lechi, there's no lechi. The lechi is only a sign for inside the movi, not for outside the lechi. So of course you can't carry outside it. Says the Gemara, you're right. Elo Eima, this is what you have to read it. Yesh lo yichetzi movi. Of course you can't carry after it. The chiddush of this brisa is that you're allowed to carry within the movi up until the lechi. Says the Gemara Nami Pshita. That also can be taken for granted. There's a lechi there. Why shouldn't I be able to carry inside the lechi? Beyond the lechi, inside the movi? Says the Gemara, no. Maldutema, I may have thought, leichesh dilma osi leishtamushe bekule. When you have a lechi right at the edge of a movi, everybody knows this is the end of the movi. You don't carry beyond it. When you have a lechi right in the middle, 25 amos from the Rosh Hashanah, I may have thought that people will by mistake take it for granted. You can carry here, you can carry there, you can carry before the lechi, after the lechi, and that way people will carry even after the lechi, and that's seriously osa. So I may have thought that because of this fear, we're not going to let you carry even inside the movi within the lechi, kumash malon, the brayso teaching us, you are allowed to carry from the lechi and in. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rava. Also lechi lemovui, if somebody made a lechi for a movui, and it was not on the ground, v'higbioi min hakarka shloisha, it was three tfachim off the ground, oishe fligoi min hakoisel shloisha, or that the distance between the wall and the lechi was three tfachim, le'osav le'iklum, it's an invalid lechi. V'afilu l'Reb Shimon ben Gamliel de'omar, omrinon lovud, even according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, that we've seen a few times already, that he holds that lovud is not three tfachim, it's up to four tfachim, he will agree that hana mili lemaila, when you have a koira, a gap between the koira and the wall, and there you say, according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, lovud, this halacha l'mayshe Sinai, that we extend something up to three, up to lovud, he says is up to four tfachim. Avo lemato, but here, where we're talking about the bottom of a what's supposed to be on the ground, kiven dehavya mechitza shagdim boikin bo loika omer. Since it's a wall which is hanging, and a hanging wall, because this lechi is so to speak a wall on some level or other, and since it's not on the ground, we've already mentioned the gdim, the goats, the kids, they can go underneath it, and that means that the wall is not, this is not called a partition. A partition that doesn't keep anything out is not a partition. And therefore, even Reb Shimon ben Gamliel will agree that when we're talking about close to the ground, then the shear of lovud, the measure of lovud, is only up to three tfachim, not up to four. So universally, Reb Shimon Gamliel says four tfachim. Even in Hilchos Movi, we've seen a few times four tfachim. We saw it when you had the distance between a number of lechis, we saw in the Gemara before, called Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, four tfach, if it's less than four tfachim, it's considered one long lechi, one very wide lechi, I should say. However, when it's off the ground, three tfachim, there, since the gdi can go underneath it, it's not considered, if it's anything, three tfachim or more, it's not considered a lechi. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi Omar Rochbon Gimel Tfachim. We saw in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi holds a lechi has to be three tfachim wide. Omar Rabbi Yosef Omar Shmuel. Rabbi Yosef said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, who said in the name of Shmuel, Ein halochok Rabbi Yossi. The halocha is not like Rabbi Yossi regarding two halochas that Rabbi Yossi said. Loi behilmi, and we learnt about this in Shabbos Daf Kufches, if one's allowed to make salt water, a small amount of salt water, brine, on Shabbos, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yosi, v'loy b'lochayayin, and here where the Rabbi Yosi holds that lechi has to be three tefachim wide, the halacha is not like him either. Omer le'ravuna bar chinana, behil mi omreslon, b'lochayayin lo omreslon. We know that Rabbi Yosef at some point forgot his learning, and his talmidim used to remind him. So now, Rav Huna Bar Chinana was telling Rav Yosef, now you, Rav Yosef, are saying the halacha is not like Rav Yosi, not with Hilmi and not with Lechoyayin. Before you forgot your learning, you taught us that Hilmi, the halacha is not like Rav Yosi, but Lechoyayin lo yomuslon. You didn't tell us that the halacha is not like Rav Yosi by Lechi. Says the Gemara, Rav Yosef responded, "Ma'ishno behilmi de pligi rabbonon olei lechayim nami rabbon pligi rabbonon olei." What should be the difference? The reason we don't rule like Rav Yosef by Hilmi is because the Chachomim argue with him, and the reason we don't argue with Rav Yosef, the reason we don't hold Rav Yosef with Lechi is because the Chachomim argue. The loch is like the Chachomim over Rav Yosef. Why should there be a difference between Hilmi and lechayim? Omar Leis, says, Talmidim explained to him that there is a difference. Shani lechoyayim mishum dekoyi Rebbe kavosei. We've seen previously that Rebbe also held that, like Rabbi Yosi, lechi has to be three tefachim wide. So I may have thought that since Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yosi, the halacha would be like that. And that's why, back in the days, you told us that you didn't tell us that halacha was not like Rabbi Yosi by lechi. But nonetheless, at this point, Rabbi Yosef said that halacha was not like Rabbi Yosi, even by lechi. Continues the Gemara. Rav Ruchumoi Masni Hocha. Rav Ruchumoi, he said over, Omer Rav Yehuda Breider Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmeid Rav. It was said in the name of Rav. Ein halacha ki Rav Yosi loy behilmi loy belocha yayin. The halacha is not like Rav Yosi, not regarding Hilmi and Hilchas Shabbos, and not like regarding Rav Yosi here by Lechi. Omrulei, the Talmidim said to Rav Rachumoi, Omrus, did you actually say this? And this is how the Ritva seems to explain that Omrulei is going back, that they asked Rav Rachumoi if you said it. I don't know if it means did you actually say it, because the Gemara says that Rav Rachumoi did say this. Maybe they asked him, do you hold of this as well? I'm not sure exactly, it's not so clear here exactly what they meant. But either way, Omar Luhu, Rav Rachumoi said, loy, no, I don't think this to be true. I don't think it's true that the halacha is not like Rav Yosi by Hilmi and by Lechi. Omar Rava said, Elikim, in the name of Hashem, I promise you that Omra v'gomir nulo minei, that we heard from you that the halacha was not like Rav Yosi, not regarding Hilmi and not regarding Lechi. Umay tama kahodabe. It seems that Rav Rachumoi, when he said that he didn't say it, he actually changed his mind. Not that he never said it, but he doesn't hold of it now. Why did he change his mind? Bishum de Rav Yosi, nimukoi imoi. Because there's a rule that Rav Yosi always had very secure and sound logic behind his opinions, and therefore the halacha is like Rav Yosi. Omar le rova bar Rav Chanon la'abaya, hilcha semai. Tachlis, what's the halacha? Does a lechi have to be 3 tvachim wide, or does a lechi not have to be 3 tvachim wide? Omar le puk, go out, chozi, and see, my ama, what the people, what the nation, dover, dvar, what they do, what their custom is. Go and see what people do, you'll know what the halacha is. And if you go and see, you'll see that nobody is makbid to have 3 tvachim lechi. The halacha obviously must be like the chachomim, not like Rabbi Yosi. Ikud masni lo aho. Others say that this concept of puk chazi mai amodvar wasn't said regarding here. It was said regarding a different halacha. Hashoyse, we saw this in Brachos Daf Mem Dalet. Hashoyse maim litzmoi. If somebody is thirsty and he's drinking water, if somebody's drinking water for other reasons, not because he's thirsty, you don't make a bracha before. He's thirsty, he wants to drink. Oy merob bracha does he make? Shakil nia bidvori. That everything exists because of Hashem's words. This is the famous Baruch Ato Hashem of Shahakil Nia Bidvori, we say before drinking water. Reb Tarfon Oimer. Reb Tarfon said, and Rashi explains, this means that Reb Tarfon held that before you drink water, what bracha do you make? Boire nefoshos. Rabbis, Hashem created many living things, v'chesreinom, and deficiencies, al kol ma'ashe barosa, etc. And it's the bracha that we make after we drink, not before. Omale Rav Chanon la'abaya, Rav Chanon asked Abaya, Hilchas Amai, what's the halacha? Omale, and this is where Abaya said the phrase we mentioned before in his name, Puk Chazi, Mai Amodvar, go outside and see what the people are doing, what their custom is. If you go out, you'll see that before they drink, they make Shahakil Nia Bidvori, and after they drink, they say, Bo Nefoshos Rabbis, V'chesroinon. So this quote of Puk Chazi, Mai Amodvar, was said there and not here. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.